Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Stand up for your country. So if I look a little tired, I've been up since 6 a.m. assembling information that I think you'll hear nowhere else and trying to give you a good idea of what's going to happen tomorrow. You'll remember 4 years ago, I did predict that Mr. Trump would beat Mrs. Clinton. But this year is different because of COVID. And I'm not making an excuse because I'm going to give you some predictions. But it is very, very difficult to nail down with certainty what is going to happen tomorrow. I can do it in most of the states, but nationally it all comes down, in my opinion, to Pennsylvania. And I'm going to give you the latest on Pennsylvania. Now, I talked to both campaigns. They're nervous. There's nobody in either campaign that thinks it's a slam dunk, all right? Very nervous, jittery. Nobody wants to go on a record. The difficulty of this race is that people are changing their minds, all right? Everybody says, oh, everybody knows you're going to vote for. It's such a big contrast between Trump and Biden, changing their minds. Now, so far in the last week or so, it's benefited Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean tomorrow, when the bulk of Americans go to vote, that's going to hold. It does not. All right, so let's begin, and I'll give you the stuff that I have. Rasmussen was accurate 4 years ago. It has the race essential tie today. Biden 48, Trump 47. All right, this is based on 1,500 likely voters with 4% more Democrats polled than Republicans. Investors Business Daily, not a poll friendly to Donald Trump, came in just hours ago with Biden winning by 3. All right, so that's within the margin of error. So the national polls in these two cases are tightening. The network news, no. All the network news has Biden winning by a landslide. And I'll get to that. So let's do the Electoral College map, all right? I think that'll be interesting for everybody to listen to. Here are the states that I'm convinced Donald Trump will win. They're in red. There they are. Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona. Now, Arizona has been in play. It's gone back and forth. But my information says that internal polling in both parties, this, again, internal polling is polling you don't see. This is paid for by the political parties, shows that Trump has got out in front now by a healthy margin. So Arizona, I'm going to put in a Trump category. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. I never thought Texas was in play. They have a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor. The structure is Republican. Yes, Harris County, Houston, and Dallas will vote for Biden, and so will the border counties, but that's not going to override the other people. So I have it in the Trump category. Iowa, according to Des Moines Register, which is an honest newspaper, it's broken for Trump fairly significantly. All right, that was in play. And it looks like Joni Ernst, a senator, Republican senator, will win as well in Iowa. Missouri for Trump, Arkansas, Louisiana, Indiana, Ohio. Now, Ohio is a contested state. Joe Biden's going there today. But internal polling says Ohio favors Donald Trump at this point. Not a lock, but I have it in the Trump category. Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Now, there's a state where the networks say, oh, it's going to be very close and this and that. I don't think so. Georgia is going to go for Trump by a couple of percentage points. Florida. Now, this is the most interesting. Come back to me for a minute on camera. This is very, very interesting. So Florida is it. If Trump loses Florida, it's over. Bye. Okay? That's the end. But the Hispanic vote is breaking for Donald Trump more than it did in the past. And there are many, many more registered Republicans in Florida than there were in the past. So a very high-ranking Trump official told me this morning, very early in the morning, we got Florida. That's a quote. Now, Donald Trump gave a speech there at midnight last night, Opa-locka, where I taught high school, by the way. There's an airport there. And I believe Florida will go for Trump. Now, you'll remember that 4 years ago, I had a big shootout with the late Charles Krauthammer over Florida. And Google that if you have some time. And I think that would be instructive for you. That's 29 electoral votes. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. So let me give you the Pennsylvania polling, because this is vital. This is it. I believe whoever wins Pennsylvania will be the next president of the United States. We have a Susquehanna poll. 499 likely voters. 6% spread favoring the Democrats. 6%. Susquehanna has Trump 49%, Biden 48% in Pennsylvania, even with the 6% deficit in polling. Trafalgar, very favorable to Donald Trump. Okay? 1,062 likely voters in Pennsylvania. They don't give political affiliation at Trafalgar. I wish they did. Trump 48, Biden 46. So those two polls, Susquehanna and Trafalgar, have Trump winning Pennsylvania. Monmouth poll, that's a university in New Jersey, has 9% gap favoring Democrats in the poll. 502 likely voters. This poll is a fraud. And Monmouth College should be ashamed of itself. You don't go 9% up on one party. All right, in Pennsylvania, they have Biden 51, Trump 44. Polls of fraud. I might have to eat my words on Wednesday, but to me, this is just awful. And then Rasmussen, favorable to Trump, has Biden 50, Trump 47. Trump losing in Pennsylvania. This is Rasmussen, favorable to Trump. It's a 5% spread. Democrats were polled at a rate of 42%, Republicans 37%. So, I can't call who's going to be the next president. I can tell you I believe Donald Trump's in the lead right now. And if he wins Pennsylvania and Florida, he's in. So let's do one more poll, and then we'll get to one of the most astute political guys in the country. And we're happy to have him today, of course. This is a Hill-Harris poll, all right? 2,093 registered voters, not likely, registered. 5% gap between Democrats at 37 and Republicans at 32. Who will win? Biden 51%, Trump 43%. Okay, this is the Hill-Harris. And they back it up with, when you think of Donald Trump, do you like him or dislike him? Like him 33%, dislike him 59%. When you think of Joe Biden, do you like or dislike? Like him 47, dislike him 38. I'm back with a final thought about Sean Connery in a moment.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Okay, final thought of the day. Sean Connery, dead over the weekend at age 90, died in his sleep. I knew Mr. Connery. I met him about 8 years ago. He looks better than I do, right? This is in the Bahamas, that picture was taken, where he lived. I met him in New York at the U.S. Tennis Championships in Flushing Meadows, and he was a big Factor fan. He goes, "I watch you every night." I said, "Like Mr. Connery, I'm very, very complimented." I got to tell you, the guy was funny.